Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Matrix with Ira Michelson and Rod Bryant here on Israel News Talk Radio. Unplug, strap yourself in, because you are about to move beyond the matrix.
Every day in this side of the matrix is a wonderful day. Ira, my tzaddik brother, with the great tzaddik t-shirt. How are you doing today?
Awesome. We're just coming out of Passover and coming into an amazing time of the year for me.
How was your Passover? Good?
Passover was great.
Fantastic. Did you do any chefing, cooking?
Well, I mean, I cooked beforehand for the Passover Seder, and then I took it easy the rest of the time.
That's nice. We had an amazing Passover. We had 60-some-odd people at the dinner. It was really, really nice. We had a good time. You know, this is a very elevating time of the year and a time for real spiritual maturity. And during this show this week, I'd like for us to talk about growing in our emuna, growing in our walk with Hashem. And we're going to have a very special guest. We're not going to tell you who it is. We're going to just tease you.
Yeah, no, when you consider that coming out of Passover, that we're now in the counting of the Omer, the 49 days that we count, it's really just such a significant number and a significant time. And it's a time for me every year that I take to really, it's to kind of be introspective and to kind of look at myself, and something that we always talk about. We talk about midot, we talk about these character traits that we need to work on. And so that's really, I think, a very important thing that we can focus on today in the show to talk about.
Absolutely. You know, it's self or introspection. It's really important, and our closeness to Hashem. And sometimes it seems to be a daunting task, because people, you know, when we're honest with ourselves, it can be a little discouraging and frightening. But at the same time, Hashem wants you to know, God wants you to know, that this is a great time to draw and become very close to Him. We'll be talking about those things right after this new segment, so don't go away. You're listening to Beyond the Matrix here on Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Rabbi David Aaron. The soul basics are the most profound, the most essential, and yet often the most neglected in our education. Join me for Soul Talk on Israel's News Talk Radio and discover the secrets to love, spiritual growth, and personal power.
You've come to the best station for hot news and sizzling commentary. אתם מקשיבים ל-Israel News Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Beyond the Matrix with Ira Michelson and Rod Bryant here on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back from the news break. Thank you so much for taking time to listen to Ira Michelson and myself, Rod Bryant, here on Israel News Talk Radio. We want to hope and wish that you had a fantastic Pesach, and we're back to reflect on some of those things, as well as the next 49 days, and that is the counting of the Omer. And Ira, why don't you introduce our amazing guest?
Really not a guest.
No, he's not.
About but, it. It's just,
but he's amazing, he's been still.
He is amazing, but he's been away for a while, and now he's back. So does he need an introduction? It's Rav Dror. We always Rav have Dror. Rav Dror on. Yeah.
With no further ado.
So Rav Dror, you heard what we were talking about. I always think about this time. I mentioned it to you the other day. We didn't really have a chance to talk about it. But for me, I was saying that, you know, the Omer has to do with, was agricultural at one time. and about bringing an offering to the Beit HaMikdash, the temple. And so I always look at it as a time to, like, from a midot standpoint, like, weed the garden, so to speak, that when I look at myself spiritually, you know, and the things that I'm planting and things that are being watered and growing, that sometimes weeds grow around it, and we need to take that time during the counting of the Omer to kind of pull the weeds and take care of the garden. So I wanted to get your perspective on how you see the counting of the Omer spiritually.
So, Baruch Hashem, there is something very special in all of the holidays and all of the important days in our calendar, in our Jewish calendar. And there is something very deep, very powerful, meaningful, thinking about what can we do and what should we do. And I'll explain a little bit. I have a friend that told me a couple of years ago that he had a conversation with his wife in the 10 days of Tshuva. There are 10 days between Rosh Hashanah, the first day of the year, till Yom Kippur. Those are 10 days. That in those days, people are doing Tshuva, are trying with all of their heart to come back to Hashem. And that guy was sitting and talking to his wife and telling her, listen, it's 10 days of Tshuva, and I want to come back to Hashem, and I want to do Tshuva, and I want to do this, and those days are so important. So she was so much wiser than him, and she told him something amazing that brings down a lot of light to all of our perspective in life. And she told him that simple sentence. She told him, the days of Tshuva will bring you to do Tshuva. You don't need to look for the Tshuva. The 10 days of Tshuva will bring you to do Tshuva. So it's the same about Passover, and it's the same about days of counting the Omer and Sukkot and Purim and Shabbos. All of those days got their qualities, got their power, and it's already installed inside those days to have that power to bring you to that place that Hashem wants you to get. So we do need to count the Omer, that we do need to celebrate the Pesach and to do and to fulfill our obligation to Hashem. But those days themselves contain that light of what they contain, what that God planted inside of them. So that's first of all. Something that happens to us in those days of counting the Omer is that we are checking and that we are sifting and clarifying and checking and cleaning and re-cleaning and refixing and rechecking and restarting until we're getting to the 7 weeks, that it's the holy day of Shavuot, the day of Matan Torah, that we receive the Torah finally. And it's all about the preparation, really. The person receives corresponding to the vessels that he prepared. You come to the day of the wedding of the king, of the holy day, of the birthday of the king, that he revealed himself to the world in that day and gave us the Torah from the Mount Sinai. The day of the wedding between the bride and the groom, that all the angels were surrounding themselves like the public, the guests in a fancy wedding, and they're all over there waiting for the king to reveal himself. There is only one thing that he will do. It's to, from his kindness, from his bounty, how much you will receive depends on how much you prepared yourself. And the last preparation to those days, or at least a very main and long one, is those 49 days, the days that we're counting, count of Omer, until that day of harvest, day of receiving, seeing Hashem face to face and being able to learn from His wisdom completely, to receive the bounty.
Rav, I have to ask a question. What about a person who says, okay, I need to examine myself and look at my character traits, but they realize they have a lot of flaws, and it seems to be just way too much to try to deal with? What would you say to that person?
So it's not a coincidence. It's all help. It's all supervised from heaven. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you another story on that hidden person that I was talking before. In the beginning of his tshuva, when he just came and started learning from me and came to my classes, so he asked me, Rabbi, what should I start doing tshuva? I did so much. I messed up so much. What I should start doing tshuva on? So I told him, instead of start looking for your defaults, for your lackings, and start looking for on what to confess, and it can be very embarrassing and sometimes very hard and humiliating, start confessing on how you keep Torah mitzvot. Don't cry to Hashem on why you haven't woke up. Talk to Hashem on how you woke up. Like, mm-hmm. Don't cry on 20 years that you were not putting tefillin. Start saying to Hashem Yitzvarach that you want to put tefillin now in a better way. Instead of chasing and slaughtering yourself on the fact that you were far from knowledge and from wisdom and from understanding and you lived your life in certain darkness, start check if there is something good that you can do with your life now when there is a little bit more light in your life and mm-hmm. you're more observant and you're closer to Hashem. Also over there are many things to fix. So instead of drowning and going into the depths of darkness and black bitterness, it's better to fix things that are on the table. If now you insulted your wife, so do tshuva on that. Right. Now you want to check maybe when you were 12 you hurt your mother. Maybe call her, your mother today and tell her, hi, how are you, what's going on, how do you feel? It's better to check today and then to move on with yesterday and the earliest days.
So you're saying that really it will provide itself an avenue to bring tshuva. I mean, it'll come up when it needs to come up. Other than that, there's no use in trying to dredge a dark river, basically, is what you're saying.
There is an amazing story on a king that told all of his people. He took them all and gathered them all in front of a mountain and told them, you see that huge boulder on the peak of that mountain? The one that will take that boulder and will pass it to the other peak of the other mountain, he will have the merit to marry my daughter. And all of the heroes and the soldiers and the wise and the genius and everyone came up to that mountain to check that boulder to see if they're able to do that. And there were a few that gave up immediately, and there were a few that gave up after an hour, and there were a few that gave up after 2 days. And basically, in the end, most of them went, and there was only one person that stayed and stayed and stayed until everyone went. And then he took out his hammer and started breaking that huge boulder to pieces. And when he finished breaking it to pieces, he took five or three pieces of stone and moved them from one mountain to the other. And that's how he spent his right. year, taking another stone to the that's other great. Peak and another stone. And in the end of the year, he came to the king and he said, hey, I think I finished. And that's the right way, to take that huge boulder and to pass it from one mountain to the other, forget about it. It's not going to happen in one day and not in a year unless you're going to start working the highest mountain to climb on mm-hmm. it. It starts with one step. To climb the Everest, it starts with one step. To learn math, it starts with one one step. To learn the verses, the Torah, all the Torah, it starts with Bereshit, Bara, Elohim, every word after the other. That's how you grow. You finish one parasha and then the second. Also the parasha of your soul, who that you are, to come back to Hashem. Okay, so let's come back now. Now, Hashem, I want to come back. That's a very nice step. Let's right. start with that. Everyone together, let's say, Hashem, I want to come back
Absolutely.
To you. That's a very nice step. Hashem, yeah. you know what? I decided now I want to come back to you. Please, Hashem, bring me closer to you. That's a very nice beginning. I like that.
Well, I like it because it's not very complicated. It's very simple. I mean, as complicated as we can become as human beings and as complicated as we make God, that's very simple. Just a connection with Hashem by saying, I want to come back. I want to come home. I want to be what you want me to be. And what's beautiful about that, we've discovered that God wants us to be who we are because he created us this way. When we come back in just a few moments, we'll pick it back up and we'll be talking a little bit more in depth about this. I would like to get into character traits that that are positive and negative character traits that need to be examined that maybe becomes a slight impediment to us achieving a tshuva. For example, did I use too big of a word, impediment? I don't know.
At least for me.
Okay, I'm sorry. An obstacle, right? It becomes an obstacle to do tshuva. For example, my ego. That's one thing. Okay, so we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Heather Dean. Is your home sweet home just a place to hang your hat? Check out The Modern Jewish Home every Wednesday at 5 p.m. for practical advice from a wide variety of experts and innovators about relationships, getting organized, growing your business, nourishing your body and soul, and even having a good laugh. So make yourself at home every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Israel time on The Modern Jewish Home here on Israel News Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Beyond the Matrix with Ira Michelson and Rod Bryant here on Israel News Talk Radio.
Thanks for staying with us on Beyond the Matrix on Israel News Talk Radio. This is Ira Michelson along with my holy brother, Rod Bryant. And we're also talking to Rav Dror today. We've been talking about the counting of the Omer. And just before the break, we were talking about kind of returning to Hashem. And I know I Rav Dror, you've been saying it quite a bit over the last several weeks, months, and we talked about it the other day, this idea of wanting to want. Mm-hmm. I know for myself, I've gotten to the place where I want to get closer to Hashem. I want to do the mitzvot and to do Torah. And Rod was bringing up this idea of character traits. I think it's very interesting that, you know, we have this 49-day period. And when you talk about the midot as it relates to Kabbalah, we see that there are the sefarot, the seven lower sefarot that really relate to midot. And I see it really related to this counting. We have chesed, which is loving kindness, and gevurah, which is strength, and teferet, which is beauty, and netzach, and hod, and yesod, foundation, and malchut. And each one of them seems to relate to each one of these days of the counting. And one of the things that I read was something that Rabbi Nachman said, and I was wondering if maybe you could shed some light on it. Rabbi Nachman says that know that whenever people speak about during the days of Sfirah, they are only talking about the Sfirah of that day. People who understand are able to hear and know this, and if they will pay attention well to what people discuss, they will hear them talking only about the Sfirah of that day. Can you kind of enlighten us a little bit on what Rabbi Nachman was talking about there?
I think that it fits perfectly to what that we said before, that actually those days are also revised by Hashem, that Hashem Yitzbarach himself, he's bringing us to come closer to him under the system of the rule system, the supervision that is unique and special to those days. So in those days, you're going to find yourself walking in that path that is talking about that midah, that is talking about that sfira, that is talking about that nature and that way of supervision of the Creator on you, what that he wants you to go through to prepare yourself to come closer to him in the 49th day. I'm also into thinking about those concepts and all of the sfirot and all of the midot in those holy days, and I found that there are several righteous people that are very well bonded and connected to this field. For an example, the maybe main most famous example is Avraham Avinu, that we know that his midah is midat chesed, that he was a kind person, and his kindness was with no limitations, and he was a generous person, inviting guests to his house. So Avraham, he is midat chesed. And we know that Yitzchak was in gvura, in power, and in judgments, and that was Yitzchak. And Yaakov, he was in tiferet. And there are more righteous people that are completing the seven sefirot that we're learning and experiencing in those days. After Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we have Netzach. And Netzach, for me, Rabbi Nachman of Breslev, that we know that... He said on himself, Nitzachti v'anatzeach. So he was in the aspect of Netzach sheba Netzach. So Rabbi Netzach, his eternity. For me, it's Rabbi Nachman is symbolizing this concept of eternity, of Netzach, Midat Netzach. Hod, we know it's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that his Midah is Hod, and also his Hilula, his Yortzeit, is in Hod sheba Hod. It's the 33rd day of the Omer. It's Lag Ba'Omer. That's the day of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And then we have Yesod. It's Yosef HaTzadik, that he's the foundation, that he is the purity and the holiness. And after that, we have Malchut, that is King David, David HaMelech, that he was the king of Israel. So always I'm trying to remind myself the Sfira by mentioning the fact that, let's say, for an example, you are in Gvura Shebetiferet, so you are in Yitzchak and Avraham. The aspect of Yitzchak that is hidden inside of Avraham. And if you're in Netzach Shebeyesod, so you're in that aspect of Rabbi Nachman of Breslev inside Yosef HaTzadik. So every person, that was an example how I'm bonding myself to those days with those righteous people that are shining and illuminating the path for me in my life. And everyone needs to find for himself those hints and those good stones and marks that will make his journey closer to Hashem, to come closer to Hashem, more interesting, and that will speak to him in his language and in the concepts that are familiar to him. And to find your private individual connection to what that you do. Just to hold the siddur and to say, yes, now today is the 26th day, that it's 3 weeks and 5 days to the Omer, and it's the Sfira of this. What are you doing? Where is your heart? Are you part of this game? Are you part of this puzzle? What's your connection? So even if for you it's kind of a game and you're mentioning the name of the righteous people and you say, okay, so now at least you have some connection, some game with it. You have some heart inside of it. Not everyone got that mind to learn Kabbalah and to understand what Sefirot are all about. But we still need to do something. So at least remind yourself, okay, Chesed, what's Chesed? Okay, it's kindness. Okay, so in this week I need to see what am I doing with my kindness. There is kindness that is with kindness only to give, and there is kindness that is in power. So sometimes you need to push your kindness and to be super kind. Everyone will interpret it in his way, and by that will keep the mitzvot from the heart and not just like a part of a habit to be an FFB from birth, an FFH from habit. We don't want that. Hashem is not desiring that. Hashem wants you to be close to Him, to be honest, to tell Him, hey, the Creator, Father in Heaven, I'm so confused. I don't know what I'm doing. I need to count now 49 days, and every day I'm not allowed to forget even one. Please make it fun for me. Let me be satisfied counting. Let me remember, please, that I have a reason. Let me find my connection. What are those days symbolizing for me? Thank you, Hashem, for Rod Bryant and Ira Michelson and their guest of honor from Israel. Thank you, Hashem Yitbarach. At least now I have some connection to this mitzvah that I didn't have no clue what it's all about. And now at least I have some spark, some beams of light into my life. And that's how you grow, one step after the other, and you find more and more connections to connect your true self to infinity, to Hashem himself.
Rabbi, I was going to ask you, and it probably is not enough time in this segment before we go to the break, but how important is it, and how does an individual, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov says, that to do true tshuva, you need to attach yourself to a tzaddik. Maybe if you have a little time to start it, and then we'll pick it up after the break. How does one do that?
So, it's very important to connect yourself to a tzaddik. The only question is how you find a real righteous man. First of all, maybe you should tell all of the listeners, all of the people, that tzaddik means a righteous man.
Correct.
And to find a righteous man, that's a mission of a lifetime, really, to find the righteous man that can lead you and can give you the right advice. And there are many, many righteous people, and many, many people will recommend you to connect yourself to the one that they found as righteous. So all of the Chabadnikim will tell you that you don't have no choice except of the Lubavitcher Rebbe or the Rayatz or the Sar Shalom or all of their dynasty, and in Breslev will tell you Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Natan, and you don't have no one else, and everyone will tell you whatever he believes. But the truth is that there are very wise, intelligent people that will learn Rabbi Nachman's books and will not going to find a connection, and many that will learn the Baal HaTanya and will not going to find themselves over there. And it's not a lacking in that book, and it doesn't mean something bad on that righteous man. It means that those people still need to search for that book that will inspire them, still need to find their path, their individual connection to that righteous man that will be able to reach out to their soul and to shine upon them and to reveal wisdom to them into their vessels.
That is a beautiful explanation. If you would like to get some information on what a tzaddik is and what the concept means, you can look up advice, Rabbi Nachman. You can go to azamra.org, which is Rabbi Abraham Ben Yaakov's webpage, Azamra, azamra.org, and you can be able to download it for free, and you'll be able to learn everything you need to know about a tzaddik. We'll be right back after these messages. Don't go away.
Jew haters, beware. Political hitman is here. Who's in my crosshairs? Who's in my hot seat? I'm Howie Silberger. Join me Sundays at noon Eastern, 7 Israeli, and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 9 Israeli, for Political Hitman, only on Israel News Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Beyond the Matrix with Ira Michelson and Rod Bryant here on Israel News Talk Radio.
You have returned back to the final segment of Beyond the Matrix here on Israel News Talk Radio. Thank you so much for listening. We've been talking to Rav Dror about tshuva during the 49 days of counting the Omer. And great insight. Really appreciate it, Rabbi. Did you want to pick up on anything else on the idea of a tzaddik before we go on?
I think that, first of all, there are few verses that are talking about the righteous man. And many of them, like we all gonna understand, are talking about the greatest people of the generations, like Moshe Rabbeinu, Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, David, Yosef, Shlomo. And then you can of course, imagine to yourself that the righteous people are the leaders of our nation. So it's the Gaon Mivilna and the Ben Ish Chai and Rabbi Nachman of Breslev, the Baal Shem Tov. And everyone will find more and more to say that those are the righteous ones. But there is another verse that is saying that that brings the concept of a righteous man down to earth and saying, V'amech kulam tzadikim, that your nation are all righteous, first of all. And that a righteous man, tzadik be'emunato yichyeh, is a person that lives his life of faith, according, corresponding to his faith. So suddenly you can find yourself righteous in many, many ways. And it's very interesting to live your life as a righteous man, even if you can fail. You know, there is a verse that is saying, En tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov velo yechta. There is no righteous man that lives on earth that will do only good and will never sin. Mm-hmm. There is no one like that.
Yeah, that's an important
message. Okay, so you found yourself sinning. Yes, excuse me?
No, I was just going to say, that is a really important point.
Exactly. So you can see even the huge one, King David, Moshe Rabbeinu, they failed. Mm-hmm. You know, the Torah is uncovering their failures. The Torah is not hiding the mistakes and the failures of the ancestors. It's revealing that Avraham Avinu had doubts and that Moshe Rabbeinu failed in anger and that Yitzhak Avinu, he was blind because he made mistakes with his eyes and that Yaakov Avinu been punished that he was not respecting his parents and on and on and on. And the Torah is Torah of truth that reveals the truth. So also on you, the light of Hashem is showing you and your family and all of your beloved ones that you're not 100%. Okay, great. So now what? Now nothing happened. If you will keep and insist on fixing yourself and make another step for Hashem Yitbarach, again, you're a righteous man. Mm-hmm. Because a righteous man is a person that comes back to Hashem. Baal Tshuva, it's written that place of that Baal Tshuva can reach is even higher than a place of a complete righteous man. So a Baal Tshuva, a person that comes back after his failures back to Hashem, can reach a higher level than the level of the complete righteous ones. So who wants to be righteous when you can be a Baal Tshuva? Why do you need to suffer and to try to fix yourself, to complete yourself to be righteous when you can hold a level that is much higher than that? And it's exactly for people like you that burn 20 years of their lives in the clubs or in the church or wherever. Who cares? If you didn't know better than what it you did, if you really wanted to do something good with your life, and even if you didn't know what good is all about, and you thought that good is success, is pleasure, and it's to swallow life and to chase after lust and desires, and so what? So you had a huge, heavy bike and you're driving across the world. So what? If that's what you thought that was good and that's what you were looking for, there is no one to blame here. You can blame your parents. Your parents can blame their parents. And then and everyone can throw it all to the past. And that's it. And that's how it goes and disappear. So who cares about who to blame? The main thing is the question is all about who are you picking the ball now or you continue right. playing or that you give up. If you want to play, so pick up the ball and keep on walking towards Zion. Make another step and another step and try to start again. And Hashem will call you tzaddik. You don't need people to call you tzaddik. Oh, look at him. He's so righteous. So, who cares? People don't know you.
Right.
Only your wife, she knows you. Only you, when you look at yourself, you know yourself. Only That's you true. Know the truth. Only Hashem knows you. You know yourself. Your wife, she knows you. Your children, they know you. And you keep on playing the games of trying everyone to love you and like you. That's nothing. That's nonsense. That's waste of life. Real life is to come close to Hashem and to look for Hashem and to love Hashem and to do as much as you can and to give huge, huge donations to the Emunah Project. And to give huge donations to the Emunah Project and to give huge donations to the I'm stuck on repeat.
Yeah, that's right.
Huge donations to the Emunah Project and to the Nativ Center.
That's right.
And to make a change in the world and to bring people close to Hashem.
I think, you know, for me, when you use the word question, it's awesome because I think in my own life, when I decided to make my mind more of a question mark than thinking that I know it all, is when my life really changed. And I think that that's an important point you bring up, that this can be really a time of inquiry rather than a time of just doing things to do them, that, you know, of, you know, having your mind open to Hashem and asking Hashem serious questions, you know, not thinking that you know it all and just counting to count, but asking Hashem simple questions about your life and how to move forward and how to take that simple step and put one foot after the other.
You know, many times, Rav, and I think I've probably even mentioned it to you in the past, knowing my journey and where I've come from, there were times that I lamented the fact that I wasn't born from birth and born in a Jewish life. And then I realized it took a while, but I came to a point, and only through real serious contemplation before Hashem did I realize I needed to do tshuva over that type of attitude, because I now stand in a place to where I could never go back to what I was doing. I mean, it's such a stark contrast, but yet the experience in and of itself has made me a richer person. That's what Hashem wants to do with people who have come from a checkered, difficult past. When they do tshuva, that makes you a sort of a richer individual, a better person, to be able to draw close to Hashem.
The thing is that the main success of a person is his humility. Mm-hmm. And people want success of wealth and money and cars and houses. But that's not real success. You can hate yourself with all of the wealth in the world. The real success is when you appreciate your friends and that you see the good points in your family and in your life, and that you also judge yourself favorably and you have inner peace and you're close to yourself and you understand yourself. What could I do to change my destiny to born in the family that I born into? Like, mm-hmm. Do you choose? Can I choose? Can I switch? Can I change? Can you rod? Can you iron? No, forget about it. That's your life. Now, do the best that you can do with it.
Right.
That's the will of Hashem. Hashem sent you with a reason. You can save your neighbors, and the biggest rabbi that lives in Jerusalem city will never gonna have no access to them.
Right.
And they will come and open their heart to you and will tell you their sorrow only because they drank some beer with you on the bar 20 years ago. And they remember you from those days, you know, in college. And now you're going to save their lives. And me, I don't have no access to
it's
them.
Incredible.
So who is more powerful? Who is stronger, me or you? You in your place and I in my place.
And
everyone
we would also,
got his job.
We would also say the people that are in the nations that have done their own personal tshuva, they're very valuable to redemption in the nations. Rav, take a couple of minutes and tell the audience how they can get a hold of you to watch your videos, download your audio lessons, etc.
So first of all, I will say thank you to you, Rod Bryant and Ira Michelson, for giving this opportunity to the holy followers and to me with you. To learn and to expand our knowledge and all of those amazing spiritual concepts and finding purpose to our life. And I will tell you that me myself, your friend, your brother, I give my life to this issue to make it possible for as many people as can be to join and to learn and to have access into that information that I will define as advice for life, as solutions to the difficulty of life. So thank God that Hashem sent some good friends along the year, that everyone contributed and gave something into this amazing machine that today called the Emunah Project. Before of that, we were an Emunah channel in YouTube. And thank God that we expanded our activities to many, many outlets and social media. We're on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and all other SoundCloud. And as long as the list is, we're on all the media outlets. And we're just trying to provide the message and the wisdom to the masses, to thousands of people. We have over 50,000 people that are watching the videos online. We have more than 1,000 long classes of my lectures on the website emuna.com. Emuna, writing Emuna with an H in the end, and that we will not forget. Emuna, EMUNAH.com. And everyone are welcomed, and there is so many concepts and issues and things that that every person can learn. There are classes on peace between the couple, how to find yourself and your mission in life and your purpose and destiny, and how to learn Torah. And there are many lectures about working during the holidays.
We are out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate
it. Thank you.
And if you want to donate, please send lots of money to the Emuna Channel and help them out. Shalom, shalom. We'll see you next week.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.